This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Police in Portland, Oregon again declaring a riot last evening as protests continue in its streets. It was the 74th night of protests in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. A protest approached a police building. It broke into a riot with people throwing things at officers, blocking a road, and setting dumpsters on fire. Political correctness now has NASA changing the names of some stars, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
NASA is joining the ever-growing list of organizations and companies re-examining its naming system, removing names that are insensitive and harmful from its vocabulary. And now celestial objects are undergoing a rebrand. Eskimo Nebula and the Siamese Twins Galaxies are just two examples of nicknames that will be retired, according to the space agency. In June, Dreyer's Ice Cream dropped the name Eskimo Pie after nearly 100 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The body of a construction worker who was killed in last year's New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel collapse has finally been recovered. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing over the weekend the body of 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly was removed from the collapse site nearly 10 months after the accident occurred, claiming the lives of two other men. The fire superintendent said workers are now going to seek to retrieve the body of a 63-year-old victim. He couldn't provide a timeline, though, because he hasn't been located yet in the rubble. Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirement in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer. American Idol is going to be back, but it's going to be adjusted for the pandemic. The show is to host a live virtual audition tour. It's actually starting today with singers from Delaware, Florida, and Ohio first up. The virtual tour will then continue through the 9th of September. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hello, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Amongst it, a host of freebies that we're happy, great information, to make your life a lot easier and for you to share, whether it's podcast information, past interviews, all right there for your delight at your convenience, because that's the way we roll. We're givers here. You know that. John O'Connor joins us now. He served as assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California, representing the United States in both criminal and civil cases. And we've got a lot to talk about, especially the Sally Yates testimony recently given before Congress. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, morning, Bill.
Hey, morning to you. Hey, so what's this? Sally Yates tells Congress that Comey went rogue on Flynn investigation. I mean, whoa, what a bombshell, huh?
Well, she had to say that, Bill, and I'll tell you why. But she said the minimum she needed to say to keep Sally Yates off the same bus as Comey. Here's what happens. It goes back to that Oval Office meeting on January 5, mm-hmm. when you've got Rice, Yates, Biden, Obama, and Comey. And everyone's square on the idea that criminal cases are to be handled as usual. The Russian investigation was not a criminal case. It's a counterintelligence investigation. Who has the right? And Susan Rice's memo spells it out. I'm not saying anything she's not really saying. Who has the right to know about counterintelligence investigations?
Mm-hmm.
The president's national security team, that's Trump and Flynn for sure, mm-hmm. they had a right to it. And so Obama asked the question, is there any reason we can't share information about the Russian administration with the incoming team? Normally it would have been shared during the transition.
Exactly.
Now, it didn't have to be, but ethics and practice and comity say you share it during the transition. But once January 20 comes and it's noon, that's why Susan Rice is hustling that memo out,
mm-hmm.
because she knows over the last 15 days, Comey has kept silence. And Comey indicated in that meeting he was going to do it. So everyone knew that it's possible that Comey might actually be committing a fraud on the commander-in-chief.
Mm.
It's probably okay, again, as long as it's still the Obama administration. It's not right. It might be unethical, but it's nothing illegal. But once it strikes noon on the 20th, boy, you better start telling somebody. And it's like saying, I'm going to withhold from Franklin Roosevelt the information we have about communist spies in this administration. We don't think we want to tell them. And by the way, we might trap Franklin Roosevelt. Wait
exactly.
a second.
Right.
It's your duty to tell the president and his team about this. So Sally Yates, therefore, was horrified because I think she calls up Comey And I think the subject is going to be, when are you going to tell Flynn and Trump about this and about the Kislyak call, I think it was.
Yes.
And Comey
mm-hmm.
said, oh, well, too late. I've already sent McCabe and Pienko over there. And she was flabbergasted at the time. She was flabbergasted. She was dumbfounded that this guy would do it, because what you're now doing is you're not only withholding something from the team, you're doing it to get a criminal conviction. That's what Barr got upset about. You're doing it. You're not only violating your national security duties, you're playing dirty to get a conviction.
Right.
Even normal ethics would say you tell White House counsel you're going to interview somebody, even if it's not a criminal deal. You say, hey, White House counsel, we're coming over. We want to give you a heads up. They didn't do it. It was really terrible. And so Sally Yates had to say that. If she didn't, then she would be in there with Comey.
John, how does this escape Barack Obama? I mean, there's no culpability. I mean, okay, you've got a last minute suspicious, you know, CIA memo by Susan Rice, but Barack Obama's name and management is all over this. How does he escape any kind of culpability?
Well, that's why I've got an article called Obamagate. Mm-hmm. on my website, postgatebook.com, where I talked exactly about this. And I suggested that maybe Obama should be investigated. Here's the legal liability. If Obama knows that Comey is going to withhold past January 20th, then arguably Obama is in on a conspiracy to withhold information from the incoming team.
Well, if he didn't know going in, he knew afterwards, did he not? I mean, that was plain.
Well, he clearly knew after. And I think the Susan Rice memo was intended to keep the dirt off Obama by acting as though the Comey was violating an Obama injunction to Comey to come clean at some point, to come clean. Now, it's not quite clear from the memo, but I think that's what she's doing.
Yeah. What is it? Wait, John, I'm sorry, but help me here. I'm just trying to go into the psychology a bit of Barack Obama. I mean, here you have a guy who is traditionally, for 8 years, is a micromanager. You didn't breathe without Barack Obama knowing. I mean, whether it was Lois Lerner winking to her about going after conservative groups and Tea Party groups, every step of the way, Fast and Furious, his relationship with A.G. Eric Holder, known as his wingman. I mean, this guy's fingerprints are all over everything. I said, this guy, the president, former president of the United States. And now all of a sudden, now we got some screwball memo, last minute memo, that even brings more focus to say, why would she have to write that if everything was according to Hoyle? And it wasn't, so this is a cover your rear end type of deal in order to escape any kind of culpability. I mean, AG Barr has already said, hey, we're not going to take him to the mat. Don't even think that we're going to indict Obama on this.
Well, that's right. Here's the timing of it is so important. She wrote that memo at precisely the right time. Because let's say she writes it January 17, and she knows that as of that time, Comey's not going to give up anything. Well, mm-hmm. maybe Obama should do something about it.
Right.
So I think what they're going to say is she was setting it up so that Obama could maybe fudge a little bit and say, oh, my gosh, I thought Comey was going to share with him. I didn't know that. You mean he actually didn't do what I suggested he do? Oh, my gosh, I'm so surprised. That's his defense, and I think that's mm-hmm. what Barr is thinking also. It's like, now, do you know, and I know, maybe if this were a civil case, more likely than not standard, did Obama share some responsibility for it? Yeah, probably so. If you and I, let's say you and I are sitting around with the third guy, and the guy says, you know, I'm going to go kill Joe Blow, and mm-hmm. And I'm going to use the ammunition right here from what we have here, and I'm going to do it. There's probably some obligation on us to not to say, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. He was Obama's guy until January 20th. So there's going to be a little bit of dirt on him, but he's got a way out, and Susan Rice gave it to him. It doesn't look good. Obama knew that this might happen.
Yeah.
You know, so he's got dirt on him, but he's escaping criminal liability.
Exactly.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
And that's all that matters in Washington. But meanwhile, Comey is well under the bus on this still, right? We got to go to break. I'll let you answer that more when we come back. More from John O'Connor after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You better believe it, Jack. Fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with legal analyst and author John O'Connor, author of Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, covered up Watergate, and began today's partisan advocacy journalism. John, you've done such a great job with this. I mean, this is quite the history, and it really blends into what we're dealing with today, does it not?
Well, sure, because what's been happening throughout the Ukraine impeachment, throughout Russiagate, the major media simply withheld facts from the public that they should have known, that were there, that they had, that they could have provided, but for partisan reasons, they withheld it. So that's the shame of what's happening now. So no wonder we have all these angry people on the left.
Exactly.
They're inflamed. They're sure they're absolutely right. Well, they haven't been told half of the truth.
Does the mainstream media ever pay a price for this, John, for what they've done to the body politic?
Well, the only price they're paying is a small one, which is they have a smaller market share, although it's a solid one. Mm-hmm. And so they're not paying that. In that sense, they're not paying a price. And I don't know how you turn it around. The only way you really turn it around, unfortunately, is if the right side of the spectrum acts as badly as the left does.
Yeah,
but
right.
We ought to probably at least go halfway there
mm-hmm.
and be a little more adamant about shaming the mainstream media, because they should be shamed. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is completely against what the Founding Fathers talked about in the Federalist Papers. They are not, they are encouraging mobocracy.
Mm-hmm.
They are not dispelling it. The whole idea was that the press dispels it by telling all the truth so that one factionalism couldn't get going.
Right.
Well, these guys are part of the factionalism.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really, so they're part of it. They're like a mob. They just happen mm-hmm. to have printing presses and television stations. So that's one of the real issues.
Well, and this is why the pushback from Donald Trump to the manner in which he is, and some people are bothered by it, but for Donald Trump, we have nothing balancing off what the mainstream media has been perpetrating here.
Well, right, and you will see that conservative people tend to get cowed by the media. I mean, George mm-hmm. Bush went into a shell finally after he was assaulted.
Right.
He's too decent a man to fight back. And one thing about Trump is, boy, that guy's going to fight till he goes into the grave.
Well, it's not even a matter of decency. I mean, I understand the George W. Bush, but as far as Trump is concerned, I don't look at Trump as being indecent because he takes on people who are lying about him.
Don't get me wrong, I'm just saying that George Bush did not have, and he also did not have the verbal facility to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
If they would have done that to me, I would have been out there every day arguing with him, but that's my job.
Yeah,
George
exactly.
Bush was a decent guy, is what I'm saying, who's not into, and like his father was somewhat verbally challenged, he's a doer and a good guy, and I just hated to see what happened to him. And look what happens to John McCain.
Exactly.
John McCain thinks he's making buddies with these guys when he's Mr. Straight Talk. Then as soon as he gets the nomination, the Times comes out and starts slandering him and mm-hmm. claiming that he has an extramarital affair that they have no evidence of. It's just terrible what these guys do, because once Watergate happened, these guys knew that they had political power.
Mm-hmm.
And once they have political power, it's intoxicating. They're in Washington. Power is the big aphrodisiac. They start putting on jerseys for one side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all begins. And once you say that you're into power, are you going to tell all the facts? Are you going to be this honest broker, this mediator, this facilitator of the truth? Let's see mm-hmm. what both sides say. Even Walter Cronkite, as liberal as he was, did that. But oh no, not now.
Right,
you are the guys who are now saying it. You're not in the middle. You're not the broker. You're the actual power. And so aren't we great? Look at Sunday TV.
Mm-hmm.
But
John, hang on real quick before we go back here, just a second. You know, you talk about teams, and some people might think there's just a home team and an away team, or just two teams. But I see a third team in there, which is that deep state team, that lifelong, continuing underbelly of the bureaucracy that isn't elected. They are well entrenched and they operate in the shadows. It's this shadow government, so to speak. Am I over evaluating something here or dramatizing something beyond?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. It is very strong. The only quibble I would have with what you say is to say it's a third team. They are solidly in the Democratic camp.
Mm-hmm.
That is their by definition, one of the reasons they went into that type of work was because they weren't out, they're not entrepreneurial, they're not business people, they're not, you know, whatever. So they are typical 90%, I think it's something like 97%, 95% donate to Democratic causes.
Right.
And you think about, so that's how it happens. And that's
what I'm seeing, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off here, just to, you know, further this thought just a moment, is that I don't see them. Yes, I see them part and parcel and wrapped within the Democratic Party, but I don't see them ultimately, you know, loyal to the Democratic Party because of what you said earlier, and that is the lust for power. That's more important to them than any party. Is that fair?
Well, it is, except they get their power through the Democrats. You know, once they're in there, you know, everyone is, you know, shaking each other's hand, is rubbing each other's back.
Right.
You know, and there's a look at who we have in the mainstream media. We have people that come from political campaigns. We have a lot of people in the government who was the spokesman for Obama. These people that come out of
like Stephanopoulos and those guys. Yeah,
Stephanopoulos comes out. Chris Matthews comes out. This Tim Carney or Carney, whatever his name.
Yes,
is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they go back in. They work for the State Department. They'll work for the, you know. So it's all of a piece. And so I would love to see there be daylight between the Democrats and the deep state, but I don't think there is daylight. I think it's like, and look what happened in this Ukraine impeachment. You can't tell me all those people.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at that. That's how it plays out.
Exactly.
All these deep state people. And by the way, Fiona Hill, who came out unbridled against Trump, she had written an op-ed about how it was so good that Obama led the Russians into Crimea. Way back when he was there. So that shows you the difference. Now Trump is up for grabs here, and she just comes out snarling, and everybody thinks, oh, these honest civil servants must be right. Well, they're not. They're all political.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, because I want you to talk more about the Comey deal and the FISA stuff.
So here's one thing I wanted to get out to you about this FISA. I told that he didn't explain FISA. I've got in front of me a statute. I get pulled it up while we're on break. It's 18 U.S.C. 1001, the false statement law that they got Papadopoulos on, they got Flynn on. Okay, and I'll just shortcut it here. In a matter within the jurisdiction of the executive branch, anyone who knowingly and willfully, and then this is now number one, falsifies, conceals, or cover up by any trick, scheme, or device a material fact. Now, I'll ask you, Bill, did James Comey, by trick, scheme, or device, conceal something from Donald Trump, a material fact?
Clearly.
Is he not clearly guilty of 1001? Isn't he clearly a felon on this thing? I hope that Barr looks at this and says, listen, you've got a job here. You've got to tell your president about the FISA war. So that's all I wanted to say. And I don't... Because you got me going before the break.
I'm glad you said that, because this is what we're all waiting for, and we're thinking, okay, when is this all going to come to be? I mean, we've been waiting on the Durham report, but is Durham being delayed? I know they say COVID, and then it's also, you know, the Justice Department, even under Comey, said they were reluctant to have any influence on an election, and what Durham would present, I mean, clearly, I think, would have an impact on the 2020 election, don't you think?
Well, yes, and that's why two things. You just said it. The FBI is stalling them, and, of course, you know the CIA is slow-walking them. The COVID gave them an excuse to slow-walk them. And now Durham is up against the sort of the informal Justice Department guideline that they shouldn't do indictments in election times that have consequences for those elections. So it's probably going to be a 60-day window they're looking at. So I'm saying September 8th, maybe is their deadline. And whatever.
Well, we got to leave it there. John, to be continued. Look forward to having you back. John O'Connor.
Much for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report
Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With over 5 million cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. now and over 162,000 deaths from it, many Americans are still suffering but hoping for a vaccine soon or for the spread to just stop. But on Face the Nation, former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said another wave of the virus is likely on its way.
And the concern now is that this has become so pervasive across the country that it could start to infect more rural communities that have largely been untouched to date and probably are a little bit more complacent because they have been untouched, but are still very vulnerable because the infection hasn't been there.
No major damage, but North Carolina was shaken by a magnitude 5.1 earthquake yesterday morning, the strongest quake to hit the state in over 100 years. This man says,
"What amazed me the most is how loud it was."
And this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, hope is so crucial. And even right now, in the midst of dealing with all that we're dealing with, you know, this political chaos, the pandemic, if we lose hope, I mean, what do we have? I mean, the stuff that's happening, the lawlessness on the streets, I mean, on and on. We're unhinged here, ladies and gentlemen. And particularly as it relates to COVID, I was just with a group of people last night. And, you know, Dr. Greg Jantz, who's back with us and joins us now, talks about it in a sense of a pandemic purgatory. You know, we're like in it. For people to understand what purgatory is, you're like in this no man's land. You're not going forward. You're not regressing. You're just kind of just, you know, stalled, waiting for the shoe to fall, so to speak. And this is precarious, and, you know, I think just as everyday humans, I mean, that this idea that you're just waiting in suspended animation is torturing. And, I mean, it just tortures us, doesn't it, Dr. Jantz?
Oh, my goodness. Good to talk to you, Bill. Does
Always.
It ever?
Yeah.
I mean, limbo is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in a very painful, you know, immediate past. Mm-hmm. And the future's unknown, you know, and so here we are. We're in the middle, and the middle's miserable.
Yes. Well, the damage that has been caused by this, and several things. I mean, you can sit there and say, okay, this was perpetrated by the Chinese. But our response, like anything, stuff happens to you, so what do you choose to do with it so that you stay healthy? And what has happened you know, because of this process, we have subordinated our own freedoms and our own choices to the government, and they're causing brain damage here. Is that fair?
Well, I do believe that is fair, Bill, and well said. Thank you. Here's the thing. We, you know, before all this started, depression was the number one, according to the World Health Organization, the number one, they call it a disability in the world. Well, certainly is at the very top now, but taking its place is anxiety.
Mm.
And we've created so much fear, and unfortunately, and I'll be stepping out a little bit to say this, there are some that are a little bit of a fear monger.
Yes.
They are perpetuating fear unneedlessly.
To what end? I mean, what purpose is it serving, you know, this class of people? Because you're exactly right, and I don't think that's stepping on the edge. This is calling it for what it is. You do have these fear mongers, you know, because we know if for those that are creating fear, it's all about control, is it not?
Well, exactly. If I can control you through fear, and I can control you with uncertainty, and it says, you have to trust me now, because you don't know what's best for you.
Right.
So, and people are confused, and that's part of the problem is people don't know who to believe and who to trust, and that puts us right back into this emotional purgatory.
Could this put us into a trap, though, Dr. Gray? I mean, where, well, you know, like, for example, we're so, you know, people are so scared, and they're it's causing them to do things they wouldn't naturally do. And all I got to get you is, if I get you on that road of you abandoning your senses and your sense of morality and start making choices that deviate ever so slightly, I can get you to do something that from the beginning you would never thought you would ever conceive doing. Is that does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, you're the expert. I'm a marketing guy. So I look at it from a marketing consequence, and that which I've read about history and been able to assimilate, and I just see, wow, this is a formula for disaster, and we're going down the yellow brick road with them. We're looking for Toto here and the straw man.
Yes, it is a formula for disaster, and the disaster is, we are doing things, as you said, that we thought we would never do, and power, a fear dispowers us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, I can't make a decision, so you tell me what to do is what happened.
Exactly. Should I wear a mask, not wear a mask? Should I go to church, not go to church? Are you kidding me? I mean, all of a sudden we've become little kids, we're no longer adults.
And that's exactly what happened. Now, the other downside is, when I am so full of fear, I become even more isolated. I pull in emotionally even more, and I set myself up for addiction. So this is why, depending on where you live, alcohol sales are up.
Mm.
You'll read anywhere from 500% to 600%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's beyond, I mean, you're kidding me. Mm. But that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we turned for things
well, you,
for
you
comfort.
You got that in gun sales skyrocketing, you know, so that's a great formula, right?
Well, there you go, alcohol and guns, exactly. So we know cannabis or pot is up. You know, people may turn to food for comfort. You know, you've heard the new term COVID-15 for the 15 pounds people have gained. So people are looking, we're looking for comfort.
Yeah.
And we do need hope, but hope comes when we can create a plan. It's like, whose plan do I trust? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, certainly we've had purported officials and experts, you know, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. It's not like they've been 100%. But yet their credibility is still very high, and people look to them. And, you know, but out of this, hopefully there's some critical thinking and understanding as to what's going on. I say follow the money. You still got to follow it and see, okay, is the information that's being put out there, whether it comes from Bill Gates and others, you know, to me, I see us getting worked because they're ahead of the curve here. They're three steps ahead of us because they've got control of certain vaccine elements, you know, patents and that sort of thing that will serve them richly if they get us going and making the right turn into the product that serves their pocket, not necessarily one like, oh, the big debate between hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir, for example. Simple answer, remdesivir is something that Dr. Fauci owns and has an opportunity, he has a big interest in it. And so he does not speak highly of hydroxychloroquine, and we have other doctors on an anecdotal, and even on their own research coming out and just saying, this stuff works. And then you got all this other deal, which was proven incorrect and false, was a report from another group of scientists saying, oh, it kills people. And you got, what's his name, Neil Cavuto, all but having his head explode because he's talking about, this kills people, you know. This go, you're a reporter, Neil. You're not a doctor. And you get one report, and all of a sudden you've drank the juice, and you're telling your listeners that they're right to try should not include hydroxychloroquine, but yet we hear anecdotally people on death's door taking it, and within hours they've got comfort, and they went from telling their family members goodbye, I'm gone, to hello, I'm here.
Yes, exactly. And so your point about follow the money, and it's interesting roads where it leads. So one of the things that we need to do is do all we can to take care of ourselves personally, our personal self-care, our spiritual well-being, and be careful that we're not allowing ourselves to become a victim.
Well, I'll tell you, that's some great advice there, Dr. Greg Jantz, because it is so important. We can't allow victims, because once we have one, then they start multiplying, do they not?
Yes, and we develop a widespread victim mentality. And this is why we're seeing people rise up right now. We're seeing, you know, it's the whole thing right now, what, riot or revival? People are rising up.
Yep, exactly. Well, and speaking of revival, we've got a big event coming up at the Washington Mall in September called The Return. And what it's all about, it's about repentance. I mean, and that's a huge issue. We can talk more about it on the other side of the break. We've got more from Dr. Greg Jantz. He's the author of the book, Healing Depression for Life. And we'll touch on that a little bit as well after the break. Just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This is sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, Alexa, I want to make a donation, to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, when we first got hit with COVID-19, it was all about flattening the curve, right? Wash your hands, social distancing, wear a mask, not wear a mask. Now we got to wear a mask. And Dr. Fauci says, well, throw goggles in there, too, now. I don't know if he's got goggle money going on. I just don't know. Sometimes it just makes you wonder. I don't mean to be insensitive or even super critical, but it just, I don't know. You just, you know, like Dr. Greg says, we're all a bit confused, and you've got to have a little bit of levity in the midst of something that's quite so serious that we think that somehow we can control this. But so flatten the curve on COVID-19. Now, Dr. Greg Jantz, I believe the mantra should be we have to flatten the curve on fear.
Well, we do. We do. And part of it is if I keep focusing on, well, what is the truth? What I need to do? We focus on a lot of what if.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that mental problem. What if this? What if? What if? And then we work ourselves up. Now, you know, when you have anxiety, if you start to have physical symptoms or your sleep's disruptive, you got sweaty palms, your breathing's affected, your heart rate's up. Okay, that's anxiety. And we are working with folks who wake up during the night, wide awake with their heart pounding, having really, in essence, an anxiety attack during their sleep.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's so pervasive, isn't it? And you are what you read, what you think about. We become target focus, if that's the concern. I think for some people, I've heard, Greg, people say, Bill, I just turned off the TV. And, you know, I purposely look at another channel because I'm so overwhelmed by this. I don't have a whole lot of faith in government. I figure they'll figure it out. I don't want to get caught into all the minutia of it. You know, I say follow the money, all these things. You know, they're just saying, hey, I'm checking out. And I can appreciate that. But the thing is that understand this, that when you check out, and you're not aware of what's going on, it's at a great risk, is it not? Because
yeah.
You don't know what's going on. I mean, you're leaving yourself vulnerable, your family vulnerable because you're unaware. And somehow, you know, and I can appreciate that this stuff can be quite daunting because, you know, we don't necessarily have a go-to source for all the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. But, you know, this is what happens when you abandon common sense and you surrender your choice and your liberties to other forces, right?
Yes, and this is part of what we need to look at is, okay, I need to be informed. I need to have some information. I do need to be a little careful about what all I do believe. Mm-hmm. And but if I'm obsessed, there's a line when you cross. I become obsessed.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that, because that's what happens. I mean, you know, you watch 15 minutes of something to get information. Next thing you know, you're 3 hours into it, watching the same thing being recycled. That's obsession, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Dr. Craig's talking about.
Well, and this is why. Now, here, we are seeing obsessive compulsive disorder. It's, you know, if we're afraid of germs and viruses, and you know, you are soaking yourself in the news and you're overly saturated, you are going to have a lot of obsessive compulsive traits.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's miserable. That's depression. That's anxiety. So I guess I caution about being overly saturated in news, because at the end of the day, if all you did was chase all the news notifications you receive, are you going to feel better or worse? And probably worse.
Right.
So,
and not to mention the fact that you fully saturate yourself 15 minutes before you go to bed, and then you wonder why you're waking up 2 hours later with anxiety, right?
Well, that's a good point. Absolutely. Yes. Right.
So, look, we want you to be healthy, and there's some healthy things that that you can do to this end, understanding that, yes, fear is running rampant. We've got lawlessness in our streets. It would seem on the surface that it's all going to hell in a handbasket, but I think you need to be encouraged, because what's represented there, especially with this lawlessness on the streets, we're talking less than 1% of America. But we need to be careful, because it's kind of what, the Germans said during World War II. Well, you know, it's just a small minority. And the next thing you know, they get such a stranglehold that 10% of the population is controlling 90%, right?
Well, yes. And so we have an opportunity to reset. Now, I'm outside of the Seattle area. I'm not in the Seattle proper at all. I'm on the waterfront in a beautiful spot where our facility is. And so I'm looking at some of the activities in Seattle at somewhat of a distance.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know is we have an opportunity to reset or regret. And so you're going to, if I don't reset some things in my life, I'm going to regret.
Mm-hmm.
Now, opposite town, there's one part of downtown. We know here in Portland, and the other side, we had 4,000 to 7,000 people praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So one side was rioting, the other side, there's a revival going on, and people are being baptized in the river.
Yes.
Last night in Seattle, the very ground, the very park, the very ground where we had riots and people actually killed, we had a praise and worship service. So now you don't see a whole lot of this in the news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying there is another side that is resetting.
Exactly. Well, and as I mentioned to you, coming up on September the 26th of this year, the return. This is a national and global day of prayer and repentance that will take place on the National Mall throughout America and the world. This is going to be broadcast into your home. There'll be church city involvement, you know, around the world. People are inviting. We're expecting something like 500,000 people at least there at the National Mall. You know, to this point, because, you know, the fact of the matter is, all this is happening, Greg, in my humble opinion, because we're being judged. I know people don't want to necessarily think about that, because especially in a postmodern world that doesn't want to acknowledge God. Well, let me tell you, this is God's popcorn stand. This doesn't belong to Donald Trump, doesn't belong to Nancy Pelosi. This is God's world, and we're privileged to live in it. And we have a choice. I mean, we're free will agents. We can follow God's formula, or we can follow, you know, a party or a political party or some other, you know, religious institution that doesn't acknowledge God Almighty. And this is why I believe that we're paying the price that we're in right now, that there is such chaos. Hopelessness is taking place. Suicide rate among teens, I don't know, what, 165, 167 a day. And sadly, we can look for that number to continue to increase the longer that we remain in this this position of purgatory or limbo, as you call it.
So depression. Depression, anxiety will take you where you don't want to go.
Yeah.
And you mentioned suicide rates. We are seeing that there are people on the edge of despair. It has pushed them, and they're dangling in that despair where we don't make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so my message today, if you feel stressed out, you're over the top, I do want you to absolutely today make it a turning point day where I'm going to ask for help.
Yeah.
Don't allow yourself to stay in despair.
Mm-hmm. Is there a phone number, Greg, that they can call? Or I mean, right now they're hearing this message and go, okay, all right, so where do I go? What do I do?
Well, I think we decide I'm going to get more information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see what's possible. Maybe I need to, maybe it's in a book. Maybe it's somebody I talk to. Maybe I need some more help than that.
Mm-hmm.
But today I need to begin the process of getting more information.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. We're going to preserve through this. And, Bill, we're going to prevail. Prevail means victory.
Right.
So I need to take that approach personally. Okay, I'm going to preserve. But if I need help with that, keep myself preserved, in other words, protecting my well-being,
exactly.
Then I need to ask for it.
Yeah, because already, I mean, just in COVID consequences alone, we're over 160,000 people that are no more. And counting. And there will continue to be more, if you want to say, casualties in this this war that we're going through right now. And this is incredible. I mean, you talk about the convergence, Greg. I mean, it's cultural, it's spiritual, it's physical. I mean, the realms in which we are under attack are incredible. They're not insurmountable if we choose the right formula. And I guess that's what you're encouraging us to do, is that we choose rightly. You know, I said earlier, and this was something by inspiration, I said that there are times in life where we come to that crossroads to make a decision, that the choices that we make, I said moments and time, that some moments are more significant than others. And that's where I believe that we're right now, is that we're at a significant moment in our lifetime, that the choice that we make is so consequential and so impactful, not only for ourselves, but for generations to come. What do you think?
Yes, and let's make some decisions today. Let's decide whatever is going on around me, I'm going to take care of my health, my well-being. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to not go into isolation. Maybe I need to have 2 to 3 people that are really pray with me, support me. Maybe I need to find out, you know, what's available in mental health support. Again, this is a time to reset.
Right.
People who already had some anxiety and depression, see, this season we're in just amplifies all the old trauma.
Exactly. And if you need help, I mean, beyond a personal network, if you need professional help, do not deprive yourself of that opportunity. It is available, right, Greg?
Oh, it's available, and there's options people may not be aware of. Absolutely.
Exactly. Where can they go for more information to be in touch with you if they have another question, Greg?
Well, just go to the website, aplaceofhope.com, and there's a lot of free information there.
Dr. Greg Jantz right here. Thank you, Greg. Take care, buddy. God bless.
You got it.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.